So we're right on top of the ridge line here.
Yeah.
It's a place called Skyline Tier. G'day, I'm Rose Grant. And looking down on the bright, clear blue of Tasmania's northeast coast.
So this is a good area here.
And what a view.
Yeah, it's a good contrast too, because this side of the road didn't get burnt. And this did.
It did.
I'm with Todd Dudley from the Northeast Bioregion Network and his team.
That's Diana's Basin down there, and that's George's Bay over there. You can hear the guys working down there, actually.
You can hear them, you can't quite see them. Todd, the team, they're literally taking out a forest, a plantation of pine trees and their weedy seedlings and returning it to native bush.
This is an area where it's been done almost systematically, where it's been harvested and then burnt at the right time. And the area's called Skyline Tier. And you're just looking at what was a pine plantation about 6 years ago, and now it's full of very diverse native forest.
If I didn't know you're an honest man, I'd say you're pulling my leg.
Well, that's right. When you look at it, you would never think that there was a pine plantation here such a short time ago. I think the main reason for it, rather than it being a really productive area for plantation, was to provide employment for people from the Fingal Valley who were been retrenched from the mining industry. Some areas were reasonably productive, but quite a lot of the plantation is pretty marginal. The soils here are fairly nutrient deficient and it can get pretty dry. So when you drive around, even some of the plantations that are still remaining look quite unhealthy. They've got quite yellowy looking leaves. And so, yeah, it's not a prime area for plantations. We thought at the time that there was potential for putting it back to native forest because we noticed there was quite a lot of natural regeneration occurring where the pines had been harvested.
What sort of things were coming up?
Just a range of understory species and quite a lot of eucalypts as well. Yeah, when I saw that, I thought, yeah, there was definitely some really good potential, and it seemed a lot better option than going on to another rotation of pines, which was probably not going to be very productive anyway. So
that's dead, I think. I know it isn't, but it's still got a shoot coming off it. Is that?
It's a mongrel, isn't it?
I know, it's a different one. Yeah, so that's dead. So you don't have to do anything more there.
Basically, we've found that the best method is to harvest the pines and then about 3 years afterwards do as hot a burn as possible, which stimulates the regeneration of the seed in the soil, and it also kills the pine wildlings that are coming up. So it saves a lot of work and it speeds up restoration process as well.
So I'm looking out here and I'm trying to count the variety of species, and as you're talking I'm up to 30, but how many different native species would be mixed up in here?
Well, we've done a botanical survey, which isn't comprehensive, but we've found at least 170 or 180 species in the areas that we're restoring at the moment, which is good for this type of forest, yeah.
Just aesthetically, it looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, the beauty of it is, you know, as opposed to just doing, say, tree planting, you've actually got a really diverse range of understory species as well as the eucalypts and trees like blackwoods and casuarinas. So you've got the full range from ground covers to shrubs to small trees to larger trees. So it's basically you're restoring a whole ecosystem rather than just doing a bit of landscaping.
Because you are thinking about this on a landscape scale though, aren't you?
Yeah, well even this project is huge, but on a broader level, there's massive potential around to restore, I suppose, plantations that don't have a lot of value back to native forest and for a combination of conservation and wood production. So significant values in terms of, you know, wildlife habitat and water quality and things like that. So it's something that should be looked at all over. There's so many different benefits, and some of those benefits are not just for conservation. There's also social benefits in providing employment and training for people. And some of the areas that are restored can be future wood production areas as well.
Really? For harvesting for...?
Yeah, for native forest. As a native forest resource, there's no reason why some areas that are restored from plantation back to native forest can't be used to produce native timber, as long as it's done in a sustainable way. One of the good things about restoration is that it's something where there's common ground between all the different points of view, and there's very few people I know of that really like pine plantations.
Even in the timber industry?
Yep, even with people that we've employed as timber workers and timber contractors, most people despise pine trees.
Have you got any of those fellas working on this restoration with you?
Yeah, we have people who are actually employed to plant pine trees here in the past who are now working to restore the area. So that's a kind of, I guess, symbolic of hopefully the a bit of a paradigm change in Tasmania for the 21st century.